إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I continue inshallah ta'ala reading from the book Sharh Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith, the explanation of the creed of the Salaf, the people of Hadith, of our noble Shaykh al-Allama Abi Muhammad Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali ahafidahu Allah ta'ala. We're in the fourth chapter. Al-Imam al-Sabuni, he talks about the Qur'an. قال القرآن كلام الله غير مخلوق. That the Quran is the speech of Allah and it is not created. I'm going to read to you the paragraph, it's a little bit long, of Al-Imam al-Sabuni, and then we'll read to you the translation of it in English, then we'll read to you the explanation of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali حفظه الله. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله أبي عثمان: ويشهد أصحاب الحديث ويعتقدون أن القرآن كلام الله، كلام الله وكتابه وخطابه ووحيه وتنزيله غير مخلوق، ومن قال بخلقه واعتقده فهو كافر عندهم. والقرآن الذي هو كلام الله ووحيه هو الذي نزل به جبريل على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، قرآن عربيا لقوم يعلمون، بشيرا ونذيرا، كما قال عز من قائل: وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين، نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين. الشعراء. وهو الذي بلغه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أمته كما أمر به في قوله في سورة المائدة: يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك. فكان الذي بلغه صلى الله عليه وسلم كلامه عز وجل، وفيه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: أتمنعوني أن أبلغ كلام ربي؟ وهو الذي تحفظه الصدور وتتلوه الألسنة ويكتب في المصاحف، كيفما تصرف بقراءة قارئ ولفظ لافظ وحفظ حافظ وحيث ثلي، وفي أي موضع قرئ أو كتب في مصاحف أهل الإسلام وألواح سبيانهم وغيرها، كله كلام الله جل وعلا. وهو القرآن بعينه الذي نقول أنه غير مخلوق، فمن زعم أنه مخلوق فهو كافر بالله العظيم. Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah, in this chapter he said, this chapter is pertaining to the Qur'an being the speech of Allah and it is not created, غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ. So the people of Hadith testify and believe that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah. And what is in his book, his talk, his revelation, and what he sent down is not created. Whoever says the Qur'an is created and believes that, then according to Ahlul Sunnah or Ahlul Hadith, he is an unbeliever. The Qur'an, which is the speech of Allah and His revelation in what Jibreel descended with and revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the Arabic Qur'an for the people who possess understanding, a message containing good news and warnings. As Allah says, and this is a translation of what Allah says in Surah Al-Shu'ara, from verses 192 to 195, indeed this is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds, which the trustworthy Ar-Ruh, Angel Jibreel, alayhi salam, brought down upon your heart, so that you may be one of the warners in the plain Arabic tongue. The Quran is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed to this ummah, to his ummah. And he was ordered to do, as Allah says in Surah Al-Ma'idah verse 67, O Messenger, convey what is sent down to you from your Lord. So what he used to convey was the speech of his Lord, the Most High, the Mighty and Majestic, as is shown in his saying, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do you prevent me from conveying the speech of my Lord? It is what is memorized, meaning the Quran. The Quran is what is memorized in the hearts, recited with the tongues, and written in the books, no matter how it may be recited by the reciter, written by the writer, or memorized by the memorizer. Whether it may be in a recited form or written, whether in the books of the Muslims or even the writing boards of their children, all of it is the speech of Allah, the Most Majestic, which is not created. One who insists that it is created, then he is an unbeliever in Allah, the All-Powerful. As for the statement here of Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah, when he says, or it is written in the boards of their children, that's because it used to be the custom, and it is still now in some of the Muslim countries, that in the masajid of the children from early age they go to the local masjid, and they used to maybe it's still, this practice is still going on in some areas, that the way they memorize the Quran is that the child will come and sit with the teacher, which is usually the imam of that masjid, or someone appointed by the imam, and the child will bring with him a board, and some ink, erase ink, and like a pencil to use to write, but by dipping it in the ink. We used to make those ourselves by actually. And then the imam, at first he will write on that board. Actually that board, there is a preparation to it. Actually the other day I saw it to my children. There is a clip on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and write memorizing the Quran by using the board, or like the writing boards, and they will tell you. So first you take the board, and we have this material, yellow, white material, that you can dilute it in the water, and you get wet, and then you pass it all over the board. It's like a paint. And let it dry. Look what you have to go through. So you have to let it dry. It takes a minute to dry. In a hot day, it takes maybe 10, 15 minutes, but if it's not, it takes more. Which we at that time, children, we used to like it when it's raining, because it takes longer for it to dry, because the teacher cannot write on it unless it's dry. So once it dries, then you bring it to the teacher. If you don't know how to write yet, he will write the ayats for you, and he give it to you, and you have that board in front of you like this, and that's what you're reading, what the imam is telling you. So once you finish it, you go to him, he says, you memorize it, he tell you, go and wash it off. So you go and wash it with water, and then take that piece of rock, it's white chalk or something, and you gotta cover the whole thing, let it dry again, then he writes for you, and that's what he means over here, just sharing with you. Now it's different, now you got a mushaf. Before, to get a hand on a mushaf, that was there. Where is this mushaf? Where you will find it? So they used to do it this way. But now, alhamdulillah, look at the people they memorize from the mushaf. Every child bring with him a mushaf, and then he reads from it, alhamdulillah. Just want to share with you, so you will know what they mean with these writing boards. Tayyib. الشرح the explanation of our noble Sheikh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali حفظه الله. By the way, this method that I just explained is still in Morocco, in Algeria, in Libya, in mainly in Senegal and Mauritania and Mali and those countries. They still do it this way. Still do it this way. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله القرآن كلام الله والقرآن علمه والقرآن تنزيله أخبرنا بذلك ربنا سبحانه في محكم كتابه. Says the Quran is the speech of Allah, His knowledge, His revelation. Allah informs us about this in His book. فالقائل بأن القرآن مخلوق يكذب الله في أخباره بأن القرآن كلامه وصفته لأن القرآن من علمه والكلام صفة من صفاته سبحانه وتعالى. So therefore, as for the one who says that the Quran is created, he's belying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he informs us that the Quran is his speech and one of his attributes. Because the Quran is one of the attributes, one of the sifat of Allah. And as we learned before, that the sifat of Allah are not created. The attributes of Allah are not created. ثم قال فالمعتزلة والجهمية, and these are two deviant sects, very deviant sects, المعتزلة والجهمية. And الحمد لله, in the previous chapters we read to you a brief illustration on these two deviant groups, المعتزلة and جهمية. قال فالمعتزلة والجهمية وغيرهم أنكروا أن يكون القرآن كلام الله وأنكروا صفات الله تبارك وتعالى. It says the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah, both deviant sects, and other than them, from the Firaq of Ad-Dalal, from the sects that are upon misguidance, they deny that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah. Likewise, they deny the attributes of Allah, wal-iyadu billah. وذلك كله منهم قائم على أصول فاسدة. And they get to this wicked and misguided belief since they built it and based it on corrupt principles. They have principles. Instead to hold on to the principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, the principles of Ahlul Hadith, As-Salaf, especially the companions, and the Tabi'un wa Atba' al-Tabi'un, now, these wicked groups, they bring and they invent their own principles, their own wicked principles. من أهمها ذلكم الأصل الخبيث الذي قال فيه شيخ الإسلام تيمية إنه ينبوع البدع. And from these corrupt principles, the most important to them is that filthy, despicable and wicked principle that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said about it. It is the spring, the source, the fountainhead, and the stream of all innovations. Of all innovations. What is this filthy principle? وَهُوَ قَوْلُهُمْ وَاسْتِدْلَالُهُمْ عَلَى خَلْقِ الْكَوْنِ بِخَلْقِ الْأَجْسَامِ وَخَلْقِ الْأَجْسَامِ بِخَلْقِ الْأَعْرَادِ فَقَالُوا إِنَّ الْأَجْسَامَ مَخْلُوقَةَ لِأَنَّهَا لَا تَنْفَكُّ عَنِ الْأَعْرَادِ وَالْأَعْرَادُ حَادِثَةَ وما لا ينفك عن الأعراض فهو حادث واستدلوا على حدوث الكون بأنه جسم وكل جسم حادث ومخلوق وبناء على هذا الأصل قالوا إذا أثبتنا لله الصفات وأثبتنا له الكلام فإن ذلك يستلزم أن يكون جسما والله ينزه عن أن تقوم به الأعراض والحوادث وهذه أعراض والأعراض لا تقوم إلا بجسم فيزعمون أنهم نزهوا الله عن ذلك بناء على هذه الفلسفة الخبيثة التي هي ينبوع الضلال والفتن. Of course, those who understand Arabic, you should know that there is some heavy statements in here, and it's not easy to understand. It takes a correct understanding And on top of that, if you want to translate them in English, then you really know what you're doing. Me, to understand them, I called the Sheikh. I couldn't get with the Sheikh Rabia. I called Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Junaid, hafidahullah. And he summarized this paragraph. And as for translate into English, I called my brother, Hassan al-Somali, hafidahullah, which he relayed the salam. And I told him, listen, man, you got to help me with this. Because we help each other, alhamdulillah. And as long as we relay to the people the right, proper narration, barakallahu fikum. So he has the book. We read, alhamdulillah, for a while, me and him. But he said to me, look, man, give me a couple minutes. And he called somebody in England from our brothers in Al-Maktab al-Salafiyya. And alhamdulillah, they get together with those brothers and they translated it. And he sent me the text. And I read to you the text, okay? From the phone. Not an iPhone, though. So why I said that? Because it may connect on me or something. So he says, what he means here is that, let me tell you what the Shaykh mentioned, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Junaid, so that will help us to understand this translation, okay? Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Junaidi says that Ahlul Bid'ah, mainly the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila, they accuse Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, look, they are upon batil. Jahmiyyah and Mu'tazila and the like, they are upon falsehood. And they accuse those who are upon good. Ahlul Sunnah, they told them, antum mujassima. What does it mean? They says, you saying that Allah has a body. You, the Ahlul Sunnah, you're saying that Allah has a body. You're embodying Allah. Okay? Why? This is because you affirm attributes. And look, people have attributes. People have hands because they have body. They have face, they have hand. So that's the body. That's the parts of the human body. The hands, the feet, the head, the eyes, the face. So the people of Bid'ah, they accuse Ahlul Sunnah that if you affirm for Allah attributes, now you're saying that Allah has a body and now you're telling us about this body. But the Shaykh, he mentioned, as we're going to learn later on, no, this is not the case. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they affirm for Allah what he affirmed for himself. As Shaykh Rabi is going to mention later on, whether in his book or in the Sunnah of his Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without talking about how these attributes are, without talking about the being or the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this statement is how it's translated by the brother Abu Abdullah Hassan al-Somali and Amjad Rafiq from England. Says, bodies are created because they are not devoid of incidental attributes. And incidental attributes are temporal, originated. Is this understood to you? Okay, I say it again. Bodies are created because they are not devoid of incidental attributes. And incidental attributes are temporal, meaning originated. And then the brother, he says, to put it in understandable language, because that was a little bit, then he says, to put it in understandable language, an attribute cannot exist in its own right, but requires a body to subsist. It requires a body. That's what the Ahlul Bid'ah, they say. You see? It requires a body to subsist. Hence, all attributes must be originated because they cannot exist in their own right, independently. Since an attribute requires a body to subsist, bodies can never be devoid of them. So, whatever is not devoid of what came to be after not being, must itself have come to be after not being. Alright? That's English, by the way, okay? So whatever is not devoid of what came to be after not being must itself have come to be after not being. You got it, Abdul Majid?
I'm working on it.
Okay, good. You're working on it. So you and me are on the same page. Zakallah khair. Anyway, alhamdulillah, this is the translation. Jazakumullah khair and barakallahu fihum. But the Sheikh Rabi'i says, Ahlul Bidah, the people of innovation, what they claim, by them denying the attributes of Allah, keep in mind the attributes that Allah has affirmed for Himself. These are attributes. It's not like some people just come and say, look, maybe these may be the attributes of Allah. No, it's not the case. These are attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself affirmed for Him. In His book, all His messengers affirmed for Him in authentic narrations. This Ahlul Bidah, instead to follow the way of Ahlul Hadith, which is affirming the aqidah of the Ahlul Hadith, which to affirm whatever Allah affirmed for Himself. We don't deny that. If something Allah has affirmed for Himself, we affirm it, whether in His book or in the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without using the intellect like them. See, that's their problem. Instead to stick to the text, they use their intellect and philosophy, wal-iyadu billah, as the Shaykh is going to mention later on. So then, they claim, look, the only way not to fall into some trouble as to them is to deny the attributes. Why? Because of their wicked understanding. Because they cannot understand this deen better than the Sahaba. There's no way. Because of their wicked understanding, they said, if they affirm attributes, and these attributes have to have a being, you know, a body. There ain't no attributes with no body, just hands with no body. They say for them to attribute, to affirm this attribute, now they affirm in a body, and they don't want to fall into the same mistake that Ahlul Hadith fall into, according to them. The Shaykh says, they get to this wicked, despicable result, because them, instead of them following the text and follow the understanding of Ahlul Hadith, As-Salaf As-Salih, they follow the filthy philosophy that is the source, the spring and the fountainhead and the stream of all misguidance and all fitan and trials. Aynan. Because them, instead to hold on to the understanding of the Salaf, they went and read the books of the Greek philosophy and the Romans, and they use you got to understand it. If it doesn't make sense to them logically and the logic, that's why they come up with so many rules. If it doesn't make sense, no, it's not. If it's logically has to be proven, and all of these things. Logically, what do you mean? So what is the iman that Allah sent the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the ghaib only Allah knows about and the like? So Shaykh Rabi Hafidahullah, he said, فَصِفَاتُ اللَّهِ تَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ لَيْسَتْ كَصِفَاتِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ وَلَنُسَمِّهَا أَعْرَادًا وَهُمْ سَمَّوْهَا أَعْرَادًا لِيَنْفُوهَا وَيُعَطِّلُوهَا وَهِيَ لَيْسَتْ أَعْرَادًا وَإِنَّمَا هِيَ صِفَاتُ كَمَالٍ. He said, so therefore the attributes of Allah, they are not like the attributes of the creation. So therefore, we don't call them a'rad, okay? Like incidental. What did he mention? It? So I forget already. The brother Hassan.
Incidental
attributes. So we don't call them incidental attributes. Jazakallah khair. No. So they are not incidental attributes, okay? They are not incidental attributes. But they are attributes of Allah. Them, they call them incidental attributes so that they can deny them. If they are incidental attributes, they said we don't attribute them. So who will they bring this from? Allahu A'lam. From Dalal. Rather, these are perfect attributes of Allah that He has affirmed for Himself, whether in His book or upon the tongue of His messenger, our noble messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ومن هذه الصفات صفة الكلام. And from this beautiful and perfect attributes of Allah, the صفة الكلام, the speech. اتكلم الله بالقرآن وتكلم بالتوراة وتكلم بالإنجيل. Allah سبحانه وتعالى spoke in the Quran, the Torah, and the Injil. These are the speech of Allah. And the Shaykh mentioned the ayah 82 in Surah Yasin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Verily his command, subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he intends a thing, is only that he says to it be, and it is. And it is. So, وَالْمَخْلُوقَاتِ كُلُّهَا خُلِقَتْ بِكَلَامِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. He says, and all of the creation, they were created based on his speech, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. فربنا سبحانه وتعالى موصوف بالكلام قديما في الأزل ويتكلم متى شاء وإذا شاء. Allah سبحانه وتعالى from his attributes is الكلام, the speech. Has no beginning, has no end. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى speaks whenever he wish. Whenever he wants to speak, he speaks سبحانه وتعالى. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا يقوله كن فيكون. Verily his command, when he intends a thing, is only that he says to it be, and it is. خلق الأشياء كلها بكلامه. He created all things by saying to them be, and it is. السماوات والأرضين والجنة والنار. Allah spoke to this creatures. نعم. فكلامه صفة قائمة بذاته تليق بجلاله وهو يتكلم متى شاء وإذا شاء. So the speech, once again, الكلام is one of the attributes of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. But he speaks in a way that befits his majesty, a way that he knows سبحانه وتعالى. We don't know how. Because this is one of the principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They affirm the attributes for Allah in a way that befits His Majesty without knowing how. Al-kayfiyya majhula. Al-kayfiyya majhula. The how these attributes are, we don't know. We don't know how. We have no knowledge. Then the Shaykh mentioned the ayah 109 in Surah Al-Kahf. 109 in Surah Al-Kahf. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفذ البحر قبل أن تنفذ كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, to mankind, if the sea were ink, if the sea, this large sea, were ink, not water, now it is water, but if it used to be, if it is ink, if the sea were ink, with which to write the words of my Lord, surely the sea would be exhausted before the words of my Lord would be exhausted, even if we brought another sea like it for its aid. In another ayah it says, وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحَرٍ. Another ayah says, and if that sea, it is fed by seven others that pour into it. Aynam ya akhwan. So this affirmed the speech for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ومن هذا الكلام كلام الله القرآن وكتبه المنزلة. And from the speech of Allah is this Quran. The Quran and also those revealed books like the Shaykh mentioned earlier, At-Tawrat wal-Injil. الشاهد, the Shaykh said, الشاهد أن المعتزلة والجهمية وتابعهم الخوارج وغيرهم يقولون إن كلام الله مخلوق. He says, after this he says, the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah, and on this point, the Khawarij, another deviant sect, one of the worst deviant sects, أول الفرق ظهورا, one of the first of the these deviant sects to appear, they follow them on this dalal. What they say, and other than them, they say that the Quran, that Kalamullah, the speech of Allah, is created. That the speech of Allah is created. They say the speech of Allah is created. وَهَذَا كُفْر. This is disbelief. To say the Quran is created is disbelief. It's kufr. لأنه رد لإخبار الله تبارك وتعالى أنه تكلم ويتكلم بهذا القرآن. Because this is denial of the speech of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And Allah informed us in the Quran that He spoke and He speaks whenever He wants, سبحانه وتعالى, with what He wants. As it occurred in the ayah number 6 in Surah At-Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرُهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِغْهُ مَأْمَنَهُ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And if anyone of the mushrikun seek your protection, then grant him protection so that he may hear the word of Allah, the Quran. See, the word of Allah. And then escort him to where he can be secure. That is because they are men who do not know. فَسَمَّاهُ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ قَالَ حَتَّى يَسْمَعُوا كَلَامَ اللَّهِ, until they hear the word of Allah. So this is the kalam of Allah, the speech of Allah. And also in Surah An-Nisa, in Surah An-Nisa, the Shaykh mentioned the ayah, 164 of Surah An-Nisa. قال تعالى وكلم الله موسى تكليما وكلم الله موسى تكليما. And to Moses Allah spoke directly. And to Moses Musa alayhi salam, because in the ayah it says ورسلا قد قصصناهم عليك من قبل ورسلا لم نقصصهم عليك وكلم الله موسى تكليما. The beginning of the ayah says, and messengers we have mentioned to you before, and messengers we have not mentioned to you. And to Moses Allah spoke directly. And the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he named it different names. Sammahu qawlan, it was a qawlu min rabbil alameen, a statement. سَمَّاهُ حَقًّا إِنَّهُ لَهُ الْحَقِّ, it is the truth. سَمَّاهُ تَنْزِيل, تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the revelation. سَمَّاهُ كِتَاب, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. كُلُّ هَذِهِ مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ الْقُرْآنِ. All of this from the names of the Qur'an. قَالَ وَيَحْتَجُّ, قال الشيخ ويحتج المؤلف على أن القرآن كلام الله فيقول نزل به جبريل على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قرآن عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا كما قال عز وجل وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين. الشيخ ربيعي says that the مؤلف meaning here Al-Imam Al-Sabuni rahimahullah, he used as a proof that the Quran is the speech of Allah, and then he said he said that the Quran, which is the speech of Allah and his revelation, is what Jibreel alayhi salam descended with and revealed to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the Arabic Quran for the people who possess understanding, a message containing good and containing good news and warnings, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Shu'ara from verses 192 to 195, indeed this is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. The Quran is a revelation. Indeed this is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds, which the trustworthy Ar-Ruh, Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, brought down upon your hearts, so that you may be one of the warners in the plain Arabic tongue. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ مَا قَالَ مَخْلُوقُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this Quran, indeed this is a revelation from the Lord. He didn't say this is a creation from the Lord. Allah says it is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds, but did not say it is a creation. Because Allah mentioned like the samawat, khalqu samawati wal ard, the creation of the heavens and the earth, khalqu bani Adam, the creation of the human being. Allah didn't say the creation of the Quran. وَإِنَّمَا قَالْ وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ فَلَيْسَ خَلَقَهُ. Then it's not from the creation. وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ كَلَامُهُ كَلَّمَ بِهِ جِبْرِيلُ وَجِبْرِيلُ بَلَّغَهُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Rather, the Quran is the speech of Allah. Okay? That he spoke to Jibreel, and Jibreel conveyed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Jibreel heard it from Allah. It is the speech of Allah, heard by Jibreel, and Jibreel alayhi salam conveyed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كما أوحى الله الكتب السابقة المنزلة على الأنبياء أوحاها إلى الملك والملك بلغها إلى الرسل الذين يرسله الله تبارك وتعالى إليهم وغالبا هو جبريل عليه السلام. Same way Allah سبحانه وتعالى sent Jibreel عليه السلام with the previous books and revelation to the other prophets that received revelation from Allah. The other prophets who received revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَدْ نَزَلَ بِهِ جِبْرِيلٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ بعد أن أوحاه الله إليه. So Jibreel عليه السلام, he descended with the Quran from Allah after he was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فبلغه إلى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Jibreel عليه السلام conveyed the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهذا من أدلة أهل السنة على أن القرآن كلام الله وليس بمخلوق. These are from the Adilla of Ahl al-Sunnah that the Qur'an is the Kalamullah, is the speech of Allah, وَلَيْسَ بِمَخْلُوقِ, and it is not created. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله وهو أي القرآن الذي بلغه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أمته كما أمر به في قوله تعالى يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك, سورة المائدة. Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullah, he says, and it is, meaning the Qur'an, it is what the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, conveyed to his ummah. The Qur'an, it is what the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, conveyed to his ummah, and he, as he was ordered to do by Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he was ordered, and the one who ordered him is Allah, as in this ayah, number 67 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. O Messenger, convey what is sent down to you from your Lord. O Messenger, convey what is sent down to you from your Lord. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله الذي أنزل إلى الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام من ربه هو القرآن. Because he says, convey, O Messenger, convey what is sent down to you from your Lord. He said, and that which was sent down to Allah from his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Quran. Is the Quran. وَقَدْ بَلَّغَهُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ تَبْلِيغًا أَمِينًا صَادِقًا فَلَمْ يَكْتُمْ شَيْئًا. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has conveyed the Quran in the most trustworthy way. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't conceal any of it. Rather, he has conveyed all of it, the whole Quran, to this ummah. امْتِثَالًا لِأَمْرِ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. O messenger, meaning Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, convey the message which has been sent down to you from your Lord, and if you do not, then you have not conveyed his message. Allah will protect you from mankind. Verily Allah guides not the people who disbelieve. وبلغ الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام القرآن الكريم وبيّن معانيه وفسرها لهم. نعم, he says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has conveyed the message, has conveyed the Quran and made its meaning clear to the Sahaba. He explained it to them. قام بتبليغه على أكمل الوجوه عليه الصلاة والسلام. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم conveyed it in the best way, the Quran. وأشهد على ذلك أمته يوم الحج الأكبر فقال ألا هل بلغت ألا هل بلغت قالوا نعم قال اللهم اشهد ثلاثا. And in the farewell Hajj, and that's the only Hajj the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم performed, he make his ummah to bear witness that he has conveyed the message. And he said to them, have I indeed conveyed the message of my Lord? They says, Na'am. And he says, Allahumma shahad, O Allah, witness to what they says, meaning that they bear witness that I have conveyed the message, that I have conveyed the message. And he said that three times, as this is a portion of a hadith that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahum Allah. Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahum Allah, from the narration of Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhuma. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله فكان الذي بلغه كلامه عز وجل وفيه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أتمنعوني أن أبلغ كلام ربي. إمام الصابوني رحمه الله he mentioned that that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم conveyed is the speech of Allah, is the speech of Allah. And he said to Quraysh, he said to them, do you prevent me from conveying the speech of my Lord? And this is related by Jabir radiallahu anhu, who said the Prophet ﷺ was worried about the hostility of the Quraysh. So he said, is there no man who can make me to take me to his people as the Quraysh have prevented me from conveying the speech of my Lord? So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the speech of my Lord, Kalam, Kalam Rabbi, Kalam Rabbi. Qala Kalam Rabbi, wa lam yaqul makhluq Rabbi. Another dalil, Shaykh Rabi'i says here in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, the speech of my Lord. He did not say, the creation of my Lord. فهذا من أدلة أهل السنة على أن القرآن كلام الله وليس بمخلوق. تعالى الله عما يقول الظالمون علوم كبيرة. He says, likewise, this is from the أدلة of أهل السنة. The dalil, from the proofs of Ahl al-Sunnah, that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah, and it's not created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far above and is exalted, subhanahu wa ta'ala, far above that which the transgressors, they speak about the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله وهو يعني القرآن الذي تحفظه الصدور وتتلوه الألسنة ويكتب في المصاحف كيفما تصرف بقراءة قارئ ولفظ لافظ وحفظ حافظ وحيث تلي وفي أي موضع قرئ أو كتب في مصاحف أهل الإسلام. Then Imam Sabuni says, it is, meaning the Quran, what is memorized in the hearts, recited with the tongues, and written in the books. No matter how it may be recited by the reciter, written by the writer, and memorized by the memorizer, whether it may be in a recited form or written, whether in the books of the Muslims. قال فالقرآن هو كلام الله إذ القراءة غير المقروء. Says the recitation is other than what is being recited. القراءة هي فعل العبد والمقروء هو كلام الله. The recitation is the action of the person. He is the one who is reciting. But that which has been recited is the speech of Allah. وحفظ حافظ by the memorization of a memorizer. الحفظ في الصدور فالصدور تحفظ والمحفوظ غير الحفظ فالمحفوظ كلام الله. Said yes, the hearts retain the Quran, memorize, and that which been memorized, the memorization is different than what which been memorized. The memorization is done by the person, but that which is memorized is the Quran, the speech of Allah. أو كتب في مصاحف أهل الإسلام ويكتب في الصحف والمصاحف والكتابة غير المكتوب فالكتابة من أفعال العباد والمكتوب كلام الله عز وجل. So likewise, that which is written in the mushafs and the scrolls, it is the speech of Allah, it is the Quran. Even though the writing is from the actions of the people, they're the one that wrote it, but that which has been written and that which is contained in the mushaf, the masahif, it is the speech of Allah, it is Quran. قال فالكتابة من أفعال العباد والمكتوب كلام الله. When you write the Quran, that's writing is the action of the servants. But that which has been written is the speech of Allah, is the Quran. في كل هذه الأحوال هو كلام الله جل وعلا وهو القرآن بعينه الذي نقول إنه غير مخلوق. In all this examples the Shaykh mentioned, whether it is recited, whether it's been memorized, or been written, it is the book of Allah, it is the Quran, the speech of Allah, that we say it is not created. إذن فكلام الله كتب أو قرئ أو حفظ هو كلام الله. وإن كانت هذه الأفعال مخلوقة يعني الكتابة والقراءة والحفظ لكن المحفوظ غير الحفظ والمكتوب غير الكتابة والمقروء غير القراءة. The Shaykh said, the speech of Allah, whether it is written or recited or memorized, it is the speech of Allah. Even though these actions are created. So, but that which is memorized is different than the memorization itself. And that which has been written is different than the writing itself. And that which has been recited is different from the recitation itself. Okay, so the memorization is performed by the servants. But that which has been memorized is the speech of Allah. When you write the Quran, that writing, the Shaykh Rabi'i says, it is an action of a person. But that which has been written is the speech of Allah that is not created. والمصنف رحمه الله يريد أن يرد على الذين يقولون لفظنا بالقرآن مخلوق فبين أن الملفوظ غير اللفظ والمنطوق به غير النطق والمكتوب غير الكتابة ردا على هؤلاء الذين يشبهون بمثل هذا المتشابه من الكلام. He said, and here the مؤلف, which is الإمام الصابوني أبي عثمان إسماعيل بن عبد الرحمن الصابوني رحمه الله, he's refuting those deviant ones who they say our statement with the Quran is created. So he made clear in here that that which is recited is different than the recitation itself. Okay? That which is recited is different than the recitation. The recitation is an action of the servant. That which is recited is the speech of Allah. Likewise, that which is Written, which is the Quran, is different than the writing, the action itself. The action of writing the Quran, that's a servant, he writes. But that which is written is the speech of Allah. He said, so this is, he wants to hear to, he mentioned this as a refutation against those people who they bring some unclear statements to confuse the people. And from these people, of course, Jahmiyyah, Mu'tazila, but in our time, there are people like this who follow them, and they spread this evil of Jahmiyyah. From them is this deviant da'i who became famous, I don't know how. SubhanAllah, how he famous? He's not even known to the ulama. Now they know him through his dalala. He's not known. He's not known to the ulama with his knowledge, with his aqidah, none of that. But alhamdulillah, now the ulama began to know him through his dalal and his misguidance that he's spreading. Especially about this, that he's spreading the statements of Jahmiyyah as related to the Quran of Allah. He says that the Quran that is written in the Mus'haf is not the Quran. This is not the Quran. The Quran is the only thing that is in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. That's it, that's the Quran. This one is not the Quran. What you recite is not the Quran. You know who says this? Who says this? Who know? Yusuf Estes. The deviant Yusuf Estes. You know how many people think that that guy is calling to Islam? MashaAllah. This Caucasian dude. MashaAllah. Excuse my expression. Oh, he was a priest. And actually he was not even. He has no clue. He wasn't even. He didn't even know what's going on about the Christians. Now all of a sudden he's Sheikh al-Islam. And they says he used to be a priest. Now he became Muslim and he's calling to Islam. And then he's all over the world now. That's what his job now. All over the world. Even Muslim countries, wal'iyadu billah. They allow him to speak in universities, in places you will never be able to speak in. He speaks in he's introduced in so many channels, you know, the so-called Muslim quote-unquote channels, and he's spreading this evil. And our brother, Hafidhullah, Musa Richardson, Jazahullah Khairan, who resides now in Jeddah, and he's been in Mecca for years. Alhamdulillah, he has his master's from Umm al-Qura, and I think he's still doing his PhD, if I'm not mistaken. May Allah protect him and help him. And he's one of our good brothers who are upon the Sunnah, and alhamdulillah, upon the way of the Salaf. And he always connects himself with the ulama. Unlike some people, as soon as they get their master's, that's it. They think they don't need no ulama. And they think that's so he has a PhD now. He's a main sheikh. And that's the mistake they get into, and they think that's it. They made it. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ مَزَالِقِ الشَّيْطَانِ. This is from the tricks of the shaitan that play on some students. Just because he's accepted to a PhD program, they think that's it. Some of them think that's it. They don't need no Sheikh Rabi or Sheikh Fulan. Nah, maybe somebody else need to talk to Sheikh Fulan. Huh? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. But this brother, Hafidhullah, from what we know, Brother Musa Richardson, alhamdulillah, he humbled himself. And he's refuting this deviant caller who's famous now, and especially amongst the Muslims, wal'iyadu billah. And they think that he's calling to Islam, and so many people accept Islam because of his efforts, and this and that, which is a big scam, by the way. Biggest scam, a lie and deception. As our brother Musa Richardson, he just sent out another most recent refutation against this man, Yusuf Estes, who they says in 2008, some 1,250 people accept Islam altogether after his he gave a talk in Germany, in Dusseldorf. It turns out that there was a big lie and deception, because there was like 1,200 plus Muslims in his lecture. And he said to them too, after like, yes, a couple of people, they says they want to be a Muslim, couple. But he said to the Muslims, he said to them, wait a minute. You, all of you, the audience here, the Muslims, have you ever say the Shahada publicly at least once? They said no. He said, okay, you should do it now. And they stood up and all do it. Now all of a sudden 1,250 people became Muslim after this deviant gave a talk. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Deception. And they pulling him out there, and he's calling to this principles of Jahmiyya and Mu'tazila, which go against the creed of the Salaf, go against the truth, wal'iyadu billah. So beware of this guy, Yusuf Estes. Wear your people against him, don't listen to him. And if he comes around or whatever, don't go to him, or don't listen to him, because that man never learned Islam from its proper sources. Okay, they put him out there, and he loved it. Wa'iyadu billah. May Allah bring him back. Ameen. We ask Allah to bring him back, and we ask Allah to protect us and the Muslims from his evil. Sheikh Rabi'i says, and the Imam al-Sabuni, he brought the Adillah to support this point of Aqidah, the Aqidah of the Salaf, from the Qur'an, and from that the Qur'an is Kalamullah, that the Kalam is the speech of Allah. And then he brought the statements of the A'imma al-Mu'tabareen, the great scholars, who they are, the ulama, the noble scholars. All of them, they say, Al-Qur'an kalamullah. The Qur'an is the speech of Allah. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, he endures a lot of hardship, as the Shaykh is going to mention later on, inshallah, in the next class, we're going to read to you, inshallah ta'ala, how Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, endured a great hardship. He was imprisoned and he was tortured. And other ulama, they died, they lost their lives because of this great fitna of Khalq al-Qur'an, the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyya they have at that time, for years. But the ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah, all of them, they are upon the aqidah of the Salaf, that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah, is not created, as opposed Ahl al-Bid'ah wa al-Dalal, the people of innovation and misguidance. They go against the clear text of the Qur'an and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallam. They go against the consensus of the ulama, ulama al-sunnah, ahl al-hadith. So therefore, the statements of ahl al-batil, the people of misguidance and innovations, has no proof to it from the Qur'an nor from the sunnah. Not even the sound intellect accept that which they promote, wal-iyadu billah. وَإِنَّمَا عُمْدَتُهُمْ الْهَوَى وَالْفَلْسَفَاتِ وَالْبَاطِلَةِ. Rather, will they come up with all of this misguidance and these innovations and this wickedness from their desires, whatever they think is right, and from the philosophy, wal-iyadu billah, from the falsafa, wal-iyadu billah, instead of them learning the principles of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah and stop where the people they stop, as we're going to, inshallah ta'ala, continue to get more clarities on this matter, that the Quran is the speech of Allah and it is not created. Because this is a very important point that the ulama, they make clear to the people so they don't fall an easy prey in the traps and the tricks of Ahlul Bidah, the people of Batil, the people of innovation. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.